Intermediaries between insurance companies and pharmacists, called pharmacy benefits managers or PBMs, sometimes forbid pharmacists from telling customers about cheaper therapeutic alternatives or disclosing when a drug might be cheaper when paid for out of pocket rather than through insurance. Laws prohibiting these so-called gag clauses have been enacted in nearly half the states in the union, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Delaware is on its way to joining this group. Late last month, it passed its anti-gag clause bill with unanimous support. It awaits Governor Carney's signature. Kevin Musto is a past president of the Delaware Pharmacists Society, which supported the bill. He also owns Atlantic Apothecary, an independent pharmacy in Smyrna, and says he's known some of his customers for decades.
There are times when they have to make decisions on whether they're going to buy their medication or food or use that money for their mortgage or whatever. Pharmacy sees that every day.
He says the gag clauses in his contracts feel like a barrier to helping customers.
It makes me feel dirty. Like I'm charging them something that I'm like, oh, that could be so much less expensive.
A representative of Express Scripts, a PBM that operates in Delaware, says the company fully supports the bill and that they do not use gag clauses in their contracts with pharmacies. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.